From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is appealing to the public as the debate over raising the nation's debt limit moves to Congress.
You sent us to Washington to do the tough things, the right things. Not just for some of us, but for all of us. Not just what's enough to get through the next election, but what's right for the next generation.
President Obama speaking in his weekly address. Republicans want a deficit-cutting deal in return for raising the debt limit, but they disagree with Democrats on how to do it. In the GOP address, Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah blames Democrats for the impasse, and he argues for passage of a balanced budget amendment.
This kind of strong budgetary reform would put us on a path to fiscal health and would prevent this White House or any future White House from forcing more debt on the American people.
House Republicans are due to vote on such a measure next week. It would allow an increase in the debt ceiling through next year if a balanced budget amendment is adopted. If an agreement can't be worked out, a backup plan put forward by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is also on the table. A former national security analyst has been sentenced to a year of probation for improperly accessing government computer networks. The government had prosecuted Thomas Drake as part of a broad federal crackdown against leaks to the media. But NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the bulk of the Justice Department case ran into trouble.
Federal prosecutors had once accused Thomas Drake of espionage for allegedly giving secret information to a Baltimore Sun reporter. But supporters said Drake was just blowing the whistle on wasteful government programs, and the Justice Department backtracked in the controversial prosecution. Drake ultimately pleaded guilty to one misdemeanor charge. A federal judge in Baltimore sentenced Drake Friday to 1 year of probation and 240 hours of community service. He won't have to pay any fine. The Justice Department is still pursuing criminal leak cases against a former CIA agent and a former State Department analyst. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The pace has slowed, but federal regulators have shut down more banks in a handful of states, including Arizona, as Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
Regulators with the FDIC closed four banks in Georgia, Florida, and Arizona. So far this year, 55 banks have failed across the country after they couldn't make it, even with federal bailout funds. The FDIC has agreed to absorb 80% of the losses in the latest closures. In Arizona, the Department of Financial Institutions closed Summit Bank, which was based in the town of Prescott, northwest of Phoenix. It had $72 million in total assets and about $65.5 million in deposits. The FDIC sold the remaining assets to another bank based in Yuma, Arizona. While Arizona has had its share of bank failures as a result of the mortgage crisis, most of the recent failures have come in the southeastern United States. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran.
This is NPR News. It appears that drivers in Southern California are heeding warnings of what's being called Carmageddon. Authorities have been warning for weeks of massive traffic jams because of a construction project along Interstate 405 near car-dependent Los Angeles. Crews closed a 10-mile section overnight to begin tearing down the old Mulholland Bridge for a widening project. The 405 is now said to be a virtual ghost road. President Obama's re-election committee raised $46 million in April, May, and June. And as NPR's Peter Overby reports, it finished the quarter with $37 million on hand.
The total raised by the Obama campaign easily exceeds the collective efforts of all the Republican candidates. A small amount of the total, $722,000, was earmarked by donors for the general election. 47% of the contributions to Mr. Obama came from small donors who gave $200 or less. Much of the other 53% came from bundlers, supporters who solicit and deliver contributions from others. The Obama campaign released a list of about 250 bundlers. That's already nearly half as many as it had in the entire 2008 election cycle. The new report does not include another $38 million that President Obama raised for the Democratic National Committee. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
On the GOP side, Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney leads in the contest for campaign cash. He added more than $18 million to his account during the April to June fundraising period, giving him a 3-to-1 cash edge over his closest rival, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota. The numbers give an early glimpse into each campaign's strength as the contenders compete for the right to take on President Obama. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.